we recorded this last summer back when we could still have people gathering and go to big concerts. And
Hi, Miguel.
Hello.
Is it good, Miguel? What is it? Okay. Marsha, are we ready?
No.
You'll tell me when. Okay. And nope, none whatsoever.
Not one word.
Not one word. A clear case of anti-Semitism.
Evidently.
Rearing its ugly head once again. Evidently. Okay. All right. We over the last 4 weeks, we've been this really focused largely on the idea of free will. We mentioned the fact that free will is of utmost importance to man's existence, so much so that we considered the possibility that even God limits himself in order to allow for man's free will. And we also discussed the possibility that man's free will is so great that it perhaps even overrides, you know, God's wishes, right? God wishes a person to live, but I wish that they don't. There's a possibility that my free will is so strong that it can even actually impinge on someone else's free will. I wanted to focus a little more today on a very specific case. And that is, I wanted to try to bring this a little bit more practical. And I'm talking today about the topic of Bashert. Bashert is a Yiddish word, and it's usually used when it's referring to someone's soulmate. There is a concept out there that everybody has their Bashert. There is somebody out there from the very beginning of time that was chosen for you, that you and that person are two halves of a soul, and you will at some point meet together. Assuming I accept this idea of Bashert, that, of course, is a significant limitation on my free will, meaning that if it is predestined who I'm going to marry, then I can do whatever I want to do. I could be living the dream that I think I am picking out who exactly is my spouse. But the bottom line is that spouse was chosen for me, and this is all a game where I end up in the same place whether I like it or not. So the question is there any source for this idea of Bashert? We start with the Gemara in Moed Katan. The Masechta's Moed Katan is known as Moed Katan, the little holiday, because it's talking largely about Chol Moed. what you can do and what you can't do on Chol Moed. And one of the things that you can't do on Chol Moed is you're not allowed to get married, right? Because of Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha, you can't get married on Chol Moed. Well, can you get engaged on Chol Moed? So the Gemara tells us, Amar Shmuel Mutala Aris Isha B'Chol Moed Shema Yekad Menu Acher. Yes, you can get engaged, because if I don't propose, if I don't get down on my one knee and romantically say, will you marry me? There's a possibility that some other guy's going to beat me to it. Now, what does that indicate? That would seem to be against our idea of Basheret, right? If she was meant for me, then no one can swoop in. Right. So you're saying that Basheret only means that for it to be a successful marriage. That's your theory here. Okay. Right? So it seems, so the Gemara wants to know about this. He says, wait a second, the Gemara says, I'm a Shmuel, Kshemi Yekaimeno Achir. Does Shmuel really hold that there's a possibility if this was meant to be my soulmate that someone else could step in? There is a heavenly voice that comes down and says the following man's daughter will marry this gentleman. So it sounds from there that there's a heavenly voice that decreed it. So what do you tell me? I'm concerned that someone's going to step in. So the Gemara answers, Eva Shemi Yikamenu Acher Barachman. Know that somebody, that there might be a decision that comes down from the heavens. However, like other things, right? Let's say if there are people out there that are supposed to die, and we know you can daven, you can change the gezerah. So perhaps here, this other guy will come in and he'll change the gezerah. Instead of this woman marrying me, he'll marry that person. So what it sounds like from here is that, yes, there is a concept of Basheret, but tefillah can fix it. He heard the Rava Shamira who governed the boy Rachmi Romer. Rava once heard that there was a guy who was praying as follows. Va'amar tizdamili pranisa. Please let so-and-so marry me. Amalei, Rava says, Loti by Rach, that's not how you daven. Why? Ichazirach, if she was meant to be, lo azlaminach. You're going to get her even without davening. Ve'ilo, and if not, kafarta, looks like Bahashem. We'll revisit that word later. If not, was it meant to be? What it sounds like here is you're going to pray. And what's going to happen? It's not going to happen because it wasn't meant to be. And you're going to be upset at God. How come you don't listen to my prayers? What happens? Vasahachi shami the calmer. Then next later on, he comes, here's the guy praying again. Either she should die or I should die. That's what he said. Now I'm praying for the end of time. He said, didn't I tell you not to pray? This wasn't going to be good. It's written in the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, that a woman is set aside specifically for a certain man. Min ha-Torah, where is in Torah? The Ksiv, Ayan, Lovan, Besuah, Vayomim, May Hashem, Yatzah, Adavar. When Eliezer comes looking for wife for Yitzhak, and he finds Rivka, he said, this came from God. Clearly this was meant to be. By Shimshon, says that his parents didn't realize this was supposed to be from God. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma seems to be saying that there is a concept of Basheret, right? There is a concept of Basheret. However, perhaps Tefillah could do something about it, and that is why on Chol Moed you can get engaged. Not that if you didn't get engaged, ultimately everything would work out for the other couple. Right? Sounds perhaps like what Yitzchak suggested. But in fact, there is this idea in general that there is a Basheret, but you've got to do yours. Let's take a look at Tosfos in Sanhedrin, different Gemara. It says, Arbim Yom Kodim Yitira Savlad. We said 40 days before a child is conceived, it would seem to be, this heavenly voice comes down. Mikol Mokom Moel Tfila B'Toch Mem Yomim. He said, well, within these 40 days, you can still pray. Well, hopefully, Zachar in the Kever. It says in the Gemara that, let's say, my wife is pregnant, and I want to have a boy or a girl. So within the first 40 days of conception, you could pray because the gender has not yet been formed. So I would sit there and I would pray, please let me have a girl. Because a boy wearing all those pink hand-me-downs will just look silly. And Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered me every single time in the positive. So he says, so you see, within 40 days, if you can just switch from boy to girl, obviously, Bashar, it hasn't been set up yet. Chromosomes. Yosef. Right.
I mean, this fails the test of biology. Obviously, the child's sex has been determined at the instant of conception.
So you're saying, so again, I think in terms of embryology, it hasn't been determined yet. Right? The child hasn't developed.
The ducts haven't formed, but it's been either an X
or a Y. Right, but in a chinami. I'm not claiming, I could tell you, nishtana tavayim, right? But no. In fact, modern day science does not seem to go together with this. I would agree with that statement. Says, and even the a person's first match through prayer can change. So the Tosfos is saying quite clearly that yes, there is a basheret out there, but it's not guaranteed because if someone else steps in and davens, they can change things. Similarly, the Ritva says, Shema yikamenu achi barachmim, pirisha azuchus mevatara gezeira vakocha b'shasa molad. That again, there's a certain mazel we have, that there's that person's predetermined that they're going to marry a certain woman. However, you know, if I pray, maybe I can do better. Maybe there's someone out there who's better for me. That is this idea. The Ran, however, sees things a little differently. The Ran in the Gemara Moed Katan says, Ki hada rava shamei v'hairo kafar v'iro kafarta ba l'basov. So he says, doesn't have ro kafarta ba Hashem, but he says kafarta ba. Pirus Rashi Zalta says, Charid l'achriz man in tisena. What does it mean? It means that, let's say I say, I want to marry this woman. So, you know, you got to be careful or God actually might listen to you. But God knows better. And obviously this woman's not right for you. So what's going to happen ultimately? Ultimately, you're going to marry her, but you're going to be miserable. And therefore, kafarta ba. That's what he came back after. What's the guy saying? Better, or she should die or I should die. I swore that I'd love her till the end of time. Now I'm praying for the end of time to come around, come up in her head. It's enough already. That's what it's saying. So what does that sound like? It sounds like the tefillah does work. It's a bad idea, but it works. That's Rashi's approach. The old period. Pirish, but he said there's a second retreated, and that's not kfarta ba, but kfarta ba Hashem, ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemare ata kilo tovu levato gzei raso. You're going to turn around, you're going to be upset at Hashem. Or you're going to turn around and say, God, how come you don't give it to me? Right? And therefore, what was he praying? He's praying, since it's impossible for me to ever marry this woman, I can't possibly live my life knowing that I can't have her, then either she should die or I should die. So according to that reading, you can daven from today till tomorrow. Nope. But you can go from today till tomorrow, you'll never be able to change it, right? So whether you read the words as kafarta ba or kafarta ba Hashem, that's a difference as to whether or not, right, tefillah, prayers will work to change things. If you take kafarta ba, means you'll marry her, but it'll be bad. Kafarta ba Hashem means it'll never work. They'll just get upset. Doesn't tefillah always work? So the answer is, tefillah only works to stop something that's bad. But you not marrying this woman, who said that's bad? That might very well be good for you. You think that if I married this woman, I'd be the happiest man in the world. No, you might be the most miserable man in the world. So therefore, God is doing you a favor by saying that, no, I'm not going to give in and I'm going to let you marry her. So that is the two ways of reading the Gemara. So again, whether you read the word as kafarta ba or kafarta ba Hashem is the difference as to whether or not it is possible to change your basher through tefillah. What does it sound like according to everything we've read? That there is a concept of Beshert. You're born and there is a spouse that has been pre-chosen for you. The Sefer Chassidim discusses some interesting ideas. You'll look at it on your own. Let's say I end up marrying a convert. Does that mean my Beshert was a guy? So, yeah, that's a possibility. Right? It could be that even though the person wasn't Jewish, that's still your bashert. David Chassidim puts out that possibility. This is Gemara number one. And again, the only two machokas we have is whether or not tefillah changes it. But when it comes to who your spouse is, that's not your free will. The Gemara in Sota, very beginning of Sota, this is a Gemara that we're all very familiar about. And he says as follows. To make a shidduch, it's as hard as splitting the Reed Sea. Shenemar, okay, Moshev Yechidim Besa Boti Asirim Bekoshros. Any? Is that true? What do you mean it's so hard? V'hamam Rabbi Yehuda Merav Arbim Yom Kodim Yitzir Savad Basko Yotzis Vames Bas Ploni Leponi Beis Ploni Leponi Soda Ploni Beponi. What do you mean it's so hard? You can't go wrong. Right? From before they were born, it was already taken care of. So the Gemara says as follows, Lokasha habazi v'grishon habazi v'gsheni. So what does that mean? That there are people who get married more than once in their life. They get married and they get divorced. They get married and they become widowed. So, and then they get remarried. Who will the real Bashert step up? So the simple understanding of this Gemara, and we'll see that there are other understandings of it, is that the first person you married, that was your Bashert. That, in fact, was the person that you were meant for. And that's not so hard. That was predetermined. Now, to get you married again, this person wasn't predetermined. Right now, we're going to have to find someone who's a perfect match for you at this stage in life. That's already Kriyas Yamsuf. That's not an easy thing to pull off at all. This idea of Kam Bezivag Rishon, Kam Bezivag Sheni appears in other Gemaras as well. Looking at the Gemara in Gittin, quote the Pasuk of Malachi coming up soon. Ki Saneh Shalach Rev Yehuda Ome Im Sanesa Shalach. So according to the opinion of Yehuda, it says, if you don't get along with your wife, you should divorce her. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Sonui HaMeshaleach. No, the person who divorces their wife is hated. Below Pligi, and there's no Machlokes. HaBezivag Rishon, HaBezivag Sheni. Once talking about the original marriage, you should try very hard to keep that going. Subsequent marriages, you've had enough, walk away. Then Rav Elazar called Magarish Ishto Harishona Afilu Mizbeach Morid Olav Demos. As it says, whoever divorces his first wife, the Mizbeach, the altar cries over it. Shenema v'zos she'nista asuk sus dema es Mizbach Hashem bechi v'anakon. Me'eino paros al mincho v'kachos rotsu miyetcha. V'amartem al ma'ki Hashem he'i be'necha v'ein eshes nerecha sheratam v'gatabo v'icha v'reska v'eshes brisecha. So the Gemara sounds like that. What's the difference between Zivag Rishon, Zivag Sheni? Zivag Rishon is the first woman you marry. Zivag Sheni, that one's a very special marriage. That one came from the heavens. The second one's not as much. However, the Gemara in Sanhedrin sounds a little different. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about something we should be a little familiar with, and that is David HaMelech. David HaMelech, when we last left him in Shmuel Aleph, had two wives. Spoiler alert, this is just the beginning for him. Eventually, David ends up with 18 wives. And in fact, when he becomes older, he needs another one. Right? He needs a young woman, a young version to keep him warm, but he already hit the max. So this is a woman's name was Avishag Ashunamis. The Gemara says, Avishag Maihi. V'ksiv ha'mel tov zokin bo b'yam, v'yam ha'lov zav yivakshu, v'ksiv ha'yivakshu nari yafa. V'ksiv ha'nari yafa ad ma'od, v'atir ha'mel sochenes v'tishar seyu. So she would lie down next to him to keep him warm. So wouldn't it be more appropriate that he should marry her once he's already cuddling with her? So I'm an instrument, so marry the young lady. Amarah asiratli said, sorry, I can't. So Amar Rav Shaman bar Abba borei kama koshi gerishin. Shere David HaMelech itiru liyachi bo itiru ligarish. He had married, he had a maximum of 18 wives. So he can't marry her. So divorce one of the 18 and marry this one if this is the one you need. We will see, it says at the time of Bathsheba, Akash Baruch Hu says to David, if you don't have enough wives, I'll give you kahena v'chahena. Right, so he has six wives at a time, and you have this many again and again. So 6 + 6 + 6 = 18. That's where the number comes from. So here he is at the max of 18. So you see in the Gemara that divorce is such a terrible thing that they would rather allow him to be miyached with her rather than to divorce one of the other wives. Then it discusses how terrible divorce is, like we were discussing earlier. It says, Amar Rabbi Elezer, Kama Garish, Ishta Rishona, Afil Mizbeach Mori Demaos. We just read that Gemara in Gittin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Adam, Shem Mesa, Ishta Rishona, Kilo Chara, Beis HaMix, B'yamav. When your first wife dies, Ay Nebuch. Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kashra Zavim, Kikriyas Yamsuf. Shnema Al-Kib, Moshe, V'yachidim, Beis HaMotzi, Asim, B'koshros. Etc. Eni, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Abim Yom Kodam, Yitir Savra, Yotzeh, Omeris, Bas Poni, Laponi, Lo Kasha, Habazivag Rishon, Habazivag Sheni. Same Gemara. But we have a problem here. And the problem is as follows. How many wives of David can anyone name here? Let's start. Avigail, very good. Bathsheba, very good. Let's stop with those two. Okay? What do we know about Avigail? Correct. This is not her first rodeo. And Bathsheba? Also not her first rodeo. Right, Michal Bacho would count as one, but I think she's gone by now. Right, she passed away before. She's not one of the current 18. But the two that we mentioned here, how can you tell me it's Zivag Rishon? It wasn't Avigail's first marriage. It wasn't Bathsheba's first marriage. And guess what? It wasn't David's either. As we know from David, there's plenty more where that came from. So what are you telling me that it would be so terrible to divorce them because of this idea that it was the Zivag Rishon? The first match. So So we have here a problem. Up until now, we were talking about the idea that when someone has a zivug rishon, the first, right, when the first man you marry, the first woman you marry, right, that is special, right? That is something that was predetermined. That is bashert, as opposed to the second marriage is something, you know, which is nice, but, you know, we are quicker to divorce, etc. But it's not, does not come from heaven. It wasn't preordained. How can you say that when we're talking about David's wives, and we, and I don't know if anyone can go 18 for 18, but the first two you came up with, the two most obvious ones, had they've both been previously married. So if you take a look at the Ran says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Magash Ish Rishon, Akachi Agisa Be'ich Ikar Nuschos. Be Milsa Ba'anfei Nafshe, Ava Rav Rav David, Goreis, Amar Rabbi Elazar, V'yav Taima, Rama Lo Hitiu Ligarish, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Magash Ish Rishon, Ava Afa Rav Dahar Be'i Noshim, Hayu Lo, Lo Hayu Rishonos Lo. Listen, at least 17 of the 18 weren't his first wife. Right? So you can't say it's his first, right? The overwhelming majority of them were not his first wife. After the first Rishonah b'nisuel, koma shehu haya Rishon b'nisuel. Maybe it was her first, but that neither we said. Shalom nisuel, afa gav da havile avigai rubash sheva shalom yirishonos lo. Shekvar nisuel adam kodem David, v'haya yochum l'garshon. Lesa shein haya min ha-mukhubados, v'lo ala adashi yigaris osan David. He said, well, no, really, there wasn't the Zivug Rishon. The first answer he says, but, come on, Bathsheba. Right, Bathsheba, it wasn't like any wife. This was the mother of Shlomo, the next king. Couldn't divorce her. Avigail? Avigail goes back to the good old, nah, couldn't divorce Avigail. So the fact, the first answer is, in Achinami, that wasn't the Zivug Rishon, but there's other reasons why he would have divorced them. Inami, second reason. Yesh Roman mid the Askechon Rabbi Elazar be Ishta Rishona the Mizbeach Morid all of the most Nilmud Isser Bechol Gershon Afu Bishena Ishta Rishona. The second possibility is that no, this applies to everything. So you have two answers, the Ran, but you get the impression that the question is stronger than the answer, right? The Gemara says, I can't do it to Yizivug Rishon, but it's not his first, it's not hers first. Why is the Gemara calling it Zivug Rishon? So that leads to a very, very important machokas, and really, which is the basis for what we were discussing. Rashi, if you look at Rashi understands things the way we would expect it. Zivug Rishon lefi amazel, the first match has to do that was preordained. Zivug Shein lefi masov, v'koshov zav v'shein lef bazugov. You know, the second one, you've got to work out, and you know, this wasn't preordained, then it's kind of hard, because the man needs to get a wife that he deserves, and she needs to get a man that he deserves, and you know, those are kind of moving targets. It's very difficult to put that together. The Tosfos HaRosh says, Habaziva Grishon, Habaziva Sheni, Pir Sheni Lishneim, the Ezim Ahem Shu Rishon, Nigzaro Zivu, Kolim Yitzira. Makes a suggestion that it might be, let's say, the man's second go-around, but her first. A man could have a bashert, but two different women could have the same bashert. Or two different men could have the same bashert. So again, and anybody whose first marriages, but if they're both second marriages, you can't say that. The Me'iri takes great issue with this. The Me'iri gets up and says, you know what, I don't buy any of this. The Me'iri says that this whole discussion that who you're going to marry is preordained, or at least the first go-round is preordained, he said, I don't accept this at all. And he writes as follows, Mipnos hadas umisodosehu rahamim biyosha mishpatei Hashem yisbarach liyos ha'odam nigmo v'nesh b'chol inyono lefi ma'asov. In Tov Imra, one of the basic principles of our faith is that man gets what he deserves, for better or for worse. Well, Yaakov Zeb Mazel, and it doesn't matter what the stars say. If I am a good person, I deserve a good life, I will get a good life. If the reverse is true, the reverse outcome is true. Umarechos kochovim o echa min a mikrim eroshrefamim yazov remikra or mazuk shahodim ain't a royal if he massively gomel oyanish. God only steps around what we call Hester Panim. That's a punishment, right? I see Cal is online. We were discussing this the other day. This idea that God checks out Kivayachol, right? That is a punishment. But it only happens if you earn Hester Panim. But in general, God is always involved. But if I am not a bad person, God will not abandon me, and therefore I will get what I deserve, better or worse. Who I marry, that could be a great reward, or it could be a great kick in the pants. And people who are good people, who do good deeds, deserve to have a good spouse. And people who are rotten deserve a rotten spouse. And you can't tell me, well, this has been decided beforehand. This idea of Bashert in Meiri says that there is a Basco out there that says, you're going to marry this person no matter what. And you have free will and they have free will. And you might be a horse thief and they might be the winner of the Chesed Award or vice versa. Why should you be stuck together?
But we know in general that in the question of theodicy that maybe we might discuss. Something around the roof of the total of these things happen. And we may not understand on the surface why they happen. So,
but the answer to theodicy is not going to be, sorry, that's what was decided beforehand. Right? But I'll tip my hand that that's not going to be the answer. Right? So therefore, why should it be the answer here? Why should it be that, I'm sorry, Arbam Yom Kodem Avad, this is what you got stuck with. So no, because this is God messing it up.
Yeah, but if you're a bad guy, she's a good girl.
Right.
You're never going to meet.
But then she'll never get married. Right? Why should she be stuck? That the only person that she can marry is me. That's what Meiri says. This whole discussion doesn't make sense. Now, there's a basic question you can ask on the Meiri. And that is, the Gemara says so. Right? That's a hard one to get out of, you'd think, right? Right? Didn't we just, so he's going to, his introduction is, I don't buy any of this. You don't buy any of this, but you know, we just went through the Rishonim. Can Tefillah change it? Can Tefillah not change it? Ziva Grishon for the one, Ziva Grishon for the other. You know, how does that work? Is that considered a Ziva Grishon? How does Meiri read the Gemara? So he says, again, we haven't gone through the Gemara, we're just theologically. He says, theologically, I cannot accept this idea. Not so much, tznua l'tznua, prutza l'paritz, right? A person who is a tznua, she should marry someone who has said tznias, right? The reverse should also be true. V'adoma l'zeh v'darshu derech ha'smachta v'masha m'kilo yanuach shevet ha'rasha ha'agorah ha'tzadikim v'me'ata koshe m'shtadol b'zivik zeh koshe hu l'zavgo. He said, we got out of Mitzrayim. Was that luck? Or was it because God determined that at this point we deserve to get out? He said, so too, Ashiruch. It's not luck. God decides this is what's right, right now. He He says that what does it mean they took him out of Kosher? So he came out in Nisan, which was a good month. It was during the spring. It's a good time to travel. He says as follows. This is the key line. He says, Zivug Rishon is when you get married young. Zivug Sheni is when you get married later in life. What is young? Under the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah. Right? Our generation scoffs at it 100 years ago. It wasn't so crazy. Said someone gets married and they're not Bar Bat Mitzvah, you can't tell me, this person has a Zechus, this person's a Tzaddik, this person's a Russia. No. You need a fallback. For someone who does not have mitzvahs or a virus yet, that's Ziva Grishan. Right? If you're going to get married before the age of 12 or 13, this is your Shidduch. But if you get married later in life, 15, 16, 18, lo aleinu. Then, he said, that's Zivug Sheni. And that's Lefi Maizim, and that's Kosher Kakriyas Yamsuf. That's the way the Meiri reads this. The Meiri says, Zivug Rishon, Zivug Sheni. Forget all your questions about David HaMelech. Right? They were all Zivug Sheni. He was all older at that point. Right? It was their first marriage. They said, no. Why not?
The first
opportunity. That is what the Meiri is saying. So I'm surprised because I would have thought that hashkafically you'd be right on the Meiri bandwagon. Right? So this is the opinion of the Meiri. Right? The Meiri says that this whole concept of Beshert has to be ignored because philosophically it doesn't make any sense. And therefore, Zivug Rishon and Zivug Sheni does not mean first match, second match. It means early versus late. The Rambam discusses this in his Tshuvas HaRambam. And he writes, She'ero al kol bidei shemayim chutz miyira shemayim. Okay, back to where we were last week. Tshuva ma'asha marta ata ki kol ma'aseh b'nei odem eina b'gzeira b'nei abara yisalu hu behu emes. So then you're saying that there's nothing that's predetermined. That's true. Jane Bodofi, Lefichach, Nostum Loscharim, Horach Bederach Tovid, and Fermenim, Horach Bederach Rav. Reward if you do right, punishment if you go the other way. And whatever I do is part of Yerushamayim, right? Every decision I make to do good or bad, that's Yerushamayim. That's not in the hands of heaven. Besov called Dover of David Masse ben Eldam Bali de Mitzvah of Avera Zesh Amur Razal Hakobi de Shmai ben Minhago Shalom, but told those of the Tivo Kagon Mine Ilanos Vachayas and Nefashos me Mados Vagolum Malachim Hobi de Shemaim. But he said the fact that there's nature out there, the way things work, animals, the sun rising, all of nature that is in the hands of heaven. My decisions, that's my own. Look at my parish in Avos, I've got what to say about it. In my opening to the Mishnah Brura, and my Mishnah Torah, sorry, And you're going to go and you're going to try to find a medrash that says against what I said, that's suicide. Because I'm right and anything else is wrong. Therefore, he said, with that background, he says, Bas ploni leploni. Umamun shal ploni leploni. Im gezeira hashava lebechol hi. Zosad van kipshutam. So how does this idea of the amount of money I'm going to have and who I'm going to marry, how could that be preordained? Never Cal pointed this out. What do you mean? In the event that my shidduch is preordained, why do we get up before every war? And they say, anybody who's gotten engaged, go home now, because we don't want you to get killed and someone else will marry your wife. But wait a second. He's been shared to me. Ain't nobody else marrying her. The fact that you're telling me that's something for me to worry about, and that's the chumash, that indicates that no, there's no basheret out there. There's no preordained. Yes, if I marry her first, that's fine. And the truth be told, let's go back to the Gemara in Moed Katan. That's why you told me to get engaged right away, because it could go to someone else. Can you even consider the possibility of a bashert after you just read that in the Chumash? If you deserve a good wife, this is who you're going to get. If you deserve a rotten wife, you get what's behind door number two. If they both are worthwhile, if they both live up to their potential, they're going to get married. Similarly, if you deserve a marriage where you should be fighting every single night, have I got someone for you? Yeah, good man. Like it also says, I feel a mamzer echad b'sof ha'olam, a mamzer es achas b'sof ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi mezavim zer ozer, ve'ein dover zer ha'shov ha'kol. El she'schayvu, o she'zachu, k'mo she'yashe, ve'ein elokim yisava. Said that the person that is exactly right for me might be on the other end of the globe. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to arrange that we're going to end up together somehow or another. But to say that your soulmate was chosen to you before you're born, the Rambam out and out rejects it. I'd say he follows the Meiri, but he comes first. But it is the same opinion as the Meiri, that this idea of Kambaziva Grishon, no, the idea of a shared is something that you cannot even consider. The Tashbates, one more early source on it, also agrees with this Kavar Yadata, Ech Huksha Mamar Zel Rishonim and Neya Mamar HaKobi De Shemayim Chutz Meir HaShemayim, right? This idea of Bashar flies in the face of the idea that Yir HaShemayim is not in the hands of Shemayim. Vazir B'chal Yir HaShemayim Husha Re Mekayim B'mitzvah Puravu. Whether I get married or not is a mitzvah. If I decide I don't want to get married, I don't even want to pursue this, that's wrong. And if my soulmate decides that they're never going to get married, so I can't do the mitzvah now. Baby Sagrazemi Masha Kosav Rashis Rapasav, he Asa ben Mem Shana, I feel of Mamza Besof Olam, Mazer Besof Olam, Kashbach may be Mazam Zelaze. Masha Nira Libazak, Kasafti Lacha Kodim Box, Kisvacha, she was a Zivahubi de Adam, Shere Mitzvahi, Vir Shemayimi, Ben Adam Mukrach Bezevro, Harishus Beyoda Lisa, Oshero Lisa, Shim Lokena, Aval, who Mukrach Bezevro. In the event I have to get married, I would never get rewarded for it. I'd never be punished for it. So therefore, we see here the Meiri, the Rambam, the Tashbates, all are serious that they deny the whole idea of Basheret. Even though there's the Gemaras that seem to be saying very clearly that Arba Yom Kodem Yitziras Avlad, they say that's not a possibility. Just not a possibility. Philosophically, it does not work in. So how do you define what Zivug Rishon, Zivug Shem? Yeah, Abraham Yom. If you don't have Schar, you don't have Onish. You need to have somebody. But once a person, as we said, has gotten to the point in life where they've done mitzvahs, they've done averus, all bets are off. The Chida asks a very interesting question, going back to Sefer Shoftim. So what was going on with Shimon, with Shimshon? Shimshon was marrying women that weren't from fine families. Let's leave it at that. And it says, Kimei Hashem Yatzal Davar. This was really God's plan? So he says, Shimshon, the Ksiv Avimo Yadu Kimei Hashem Hu. After Leo Shehu Lakach Shenekru Einav Arashah Halach Acher Ra'os Einav. But wait a second. He was blinded because of this. Doesn't sound like it was the right thing to do. Why should he be punished? If this is really what God wanted to marry these Philistine women? He says, when the Basco comes through, he doesn't force you to do it. It's just kind of a prediction. He tries to get around it. It's very difficult. The bottom line is that from a philosophical point of view, the Rishonim who are against Bishert are very strong, but it's against Rashi. It's against the Ritva. It's against Tosfos. It's against, as Yitzchak said, the simple reading of the Gemara. So what's the simple reading of the Gemara? The simple reading of the Gemara is there is Beshert out there. There's somebody out there for you. The Gra assumes that to be true, and since the Gra assumed that to be true, the Gra made a very fascinating statement, which affects mothers throughout the world. And that is, why are you wasting your time running after Shidduchim? Don't spend so much time on it. The bottom line is, it'll happen when it's supposed to happen. There's a sefer Imas Achayim regarding Shlomo Zalman Arbach. It said, Harabeinu Hagram, she'en l'shtad l'binin Shidduchim. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't do anything. Try, that's not as hard as you have to do other things. You have to try very hard to make a parnasa. You have to try very hard in the other things in life. Come to Shidduchim, you do the basics. You don't have to do more than that. And he writes, you got a date. But there's a limit. Avol Yoser Sharei Gamal Zivug, the Gamal Mizonas never shame Kashim Kriyas Yamsuf. Be a Chavetz Chaim Shel Maisa Gam Kriyas Yamsuf Kosh Baruch Hu Yochel Liv Kol Hayam. Ogrif Nei Riditam Lamayim. Said it's like Kriyas Yamsuf, but you know what? God could have done Kriyas Yamsuf without our help. Asher Kosh Baruch Hu Shel Adam Yaseh Yishtadlus Misuyemes Mitzido. God waited until Nachshon Ben Aminadav stepped in. He did his part, then God does his. So in general, when God can do without our help, but we're supposed to put in our efforts as well. How much you don't spend your whole life worrying about your making money. You got to do the basics. You go to work to make a living. You got to do the basics. You have to date to get married. But remember that this is all that's going to happen is going to happen. Rav Avadya Yosef discusses this opinion of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Avadya writes, he didn't know that Masha Kosev Agra Shein Leshtad L'Binyan Shidduchim Shakol Me'oso Yisbarach Rav Yom Kodim Yitiris Avrad Bas Kol Yotzis Vameres Bas Poni Reponi. Don't gotta try that hard. Ayin Shum. What are you supposed to do? So Ravid says, Ve'ikah ura harbos mitfila. She'ashem yismach yam tziro as bazugo ha'ogeres. What you're supposed to do really is daven. God, daven that God gives you a good wife. Moshe kazev brachos al zos yispal kol amid alecha le'es mitzo zu isha. V'kazev sefer chasidim shispal shiasmu la'kosh brachu isha tova. Marry into a good family. That way, if you come from a year marrying into a good family, you'll have children that'll be good children. They'll be Talmide Chachamim. She do whatever you can to marry into a good family. God forbid a person dies young. The wise family will do a good job on the kids. Ravadja says the key is you should be, when you're looking for a wife, you should be looking in order to raise a Torahdik family. You're doing it for the right reasons, it'll all work out. So it's very interesting, this idea of what's HaKol B'Dei Shemayim, Chutz Meir HaShemayim. So according to the Rambam, according to the Meiri, according to the Tashbetz, that can't live with Bashert, and therefore you have to learn the Gemara a different way. However, right, according to the majority of the Rishonim, it seems not that way, that for some reason or another, you're set on your road in life. One of the things that is said is the wife that you're going to marry. And therefore, a person should approach it with knowing that that person's out there already. But still, you have to date. You have to do the basics. You should daven that everything will turn out right. And then halavai should all be good. Okay?